The 12th season of the Kick and Push Theater Festival is underway, running from July 23rd to August 16th and bringing live performance to stages and unexpected spaces across Kingston. Artistic producer Liam Carey sat down with CFRC about a week into this year's festival to check in on how the season has been going, starting with what Kick and Push is all about and what makes it unique to Kingston. Kick and Push has been a summer tradition here in Kingston for the last 12 years. How would you describe the festival for folks who maybe haven't had a chance to see it yet, and what makes it a unique part of Kingston's arts and culture scene?
I would describe the festival for those who haven't seen it yet as a series of magical happenings. Something we take very, very seriously at the Kick and Push is to create a sense of whimsy and a sense of discovery with all our attendees. We do that by bringing in live performers at the top of their game and who have like really interesting pieces, things that are a bit unusual, things that are a bit unique. And then just to make it even more more captivating for audiences, we place those these great live performances in unusual spaces in Kingston. Sure, we might use a theater, but we might use a bus or a graveyard or an alleyway or Princess Street or an island or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I believe that the King of Wish does a great job of creating unique experiences that you'll never forget. And it also, I think, succeeds in recontextualizing our great city in ways that delight and entertain.
And we're about halfway through this year's festival. How's it been going so far? What's stood out to you this year?
I think one of the things that stood out to me this year so far is just the reward of all the work that we've done over the last 12 years, making partnerships with other wonderful organizations. Our opening show this year, which is wrapping up tonight, we were presenting it with in partnership with the Centre Culturel de Frontenac, and forgive my French is terrible. Our friends and colleagues, we've been building a co-curatorial relationship with them for the past 5 years. And this year we have actually Le Concierge. It's a piece that actually takes place within and across their new facility out on the other side of Kingston. And it's such a beautiful piece. And you have this beautiful storytelling that takes place across this beautiful new facility with our friends who we've been building a relationship with for the last 5 years, and just seeing the resonancy for our audiences, but also the community around their programming, and like seeing that mix of Francophone and Anglophone audiences mixing together and finding common experience. It's so powerful. And as someone who's had the pleasure and the privilege of being part of the Kick and Push since the very beginning, it just really feels like we're getting somewhere.
Carey also reflects on the festival's 12th season as someone who's been there since the beginning. I mean, I imagine there's kind of a moment of reflection every year with these last 12 years, but what does that kind of look like for you this year?
Well, 12 is greater than 10. And 10 definitely felt like a milestone. 12 years for an arts festival of innovative live performance anywhere is like, that's a good age, you know, like that's a good, like it's an achievement to get to 12 years. I would say how I'm feeling about the festival this year, one of the thoughts and feelings that I'm having is that it feels really good and appropriate that we're still constantly seeking to present innovative art experiences in a way that our audiences will be surprised and delighted for. Like, we're still doing that. We're still hanging on to that freshness and that pursuit of innovation. So that's happening, which is good, because as you know, with a lot of things, if the longer things go on, the easier it is to sort of get complacent. So it's really nice to see that we're not getting complacent. But then at the same time, the relationships and the partnerships and the audiences that we've built over the last 12 years, that's supporting that search for innovation and excellence. So you have that combination of longevity and community and the innovation and the constantly reaching. And I think that that's really, really satisfying.
And audiences have been responding. Carey shared some of the feedback he's received so far this year. And what has the response from audiences been this year?
I mean, there's been a few pieces. The reaction to some of our pieces this year has been overwhelmingly positive. People have commented on how much the pieces have challenged them, entertained them, I've received a wonderful amount of comments from audience members as they leave the production saying, I never thought live performance could be exactly like that. I've never seen something like this before. I would expect to see something like this, I'd have to be in a major center like Toronto or Ottawa or Montreal. But the fact that this type of work is being done in Kingston at such a high level in such a welcoming way is incredible. So I'm going to go and think about this for the next 6 months. I'm going to go and think about this piece for the next 6 months. Thank you for giving me this experience. I personally find it very satisfying as an artist or a curator or a producer when people, I love it when I hear people that they enjoyed it and it was really good. I mean, I love hearing that. But what I really love hearing is when people say, I'm going to go away and think about this, because then I feel like we're doing our job. Today, actually, I ran into someone at a cafe when I was getting a coffee. And it was someone that saw a production that we did in the screening room downtown in, I believe, 2018. And they just came up to me and they said, I'm still thinking about that show. And that, you know, that was 8 years ago. And that just feels like we're on the right track. And I will say, though, one thing that's heartening is so far in terms of all the programming that's happened, we've sold out 96% of the time.
And again, Kick and Push is known for transforming Kingston into a stage. And you kind of got into this, shared a bit about those unique spaces. How have this year's venues and performances kind of changed the way people experience the city?
I would say that this year, so far, I mean, we're only about halfway through, but this year we've received an equal amount of comments from people saying that I've walked by this space so many times, but I've never really taken it in. And the work that you're presenting right now is making me take it in. So we've got a few of those. We've also gotten a lot of, I thought I knew this space. I thought I had fully realized this space and what the space was capable of. And watching the artists that you've brought in transform the space into such a magical experience, it has completely changed the way I relate to our city and the potential I see within it. And again, that is another one of those, oh, we're on the right track kind of moments, like when people offer that.
And according to Carrie, that response is part of what makes Kingston such a special place for a festival like Kick and Push. This whole time, in the back of my mind, I've kind of been thinking, it sounds like we're really punching above our weight here in Kingston for a smallish kind of town. I was wondering if you could kind of speak to the importance of this being situated here in Kingston.
Oh, I would love to. I mean, and I would agree, Chris. I think Kingston in so many ways punches way above its weight culturally. We have great events. You know, of course, theater. You have wonderful groups like Blue Canoe. You have Theater Kingston. You have just outside the city, you have Thousand Islands Playhouse. Like, there's a bunch of great theater groups that are presenting world-class theater in the city. But then you also have, you know, Kingston's incredible music scene, of which CFRC is a big part. You have Kingston Writers Fest. I mean, I think we're punching way above our weight. And then, so then one says, well, why is that? I think there's a bunch of factors. I think, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's the people in Kingston that bring that in. I think Queens helps. Queens brings a whole bunch of wonderful humans that are passionate about expression and communication and betterment into our community. So I think that really helps. I would also say the fact that we're situated where we are at the conjunction of a bunch of different waterways. We're smack dab between Toronto and Ottawa and Montreal. So we're right in the middle of everything. So that allows us to have a unique cultural identity that we don't just get absorbed into one of the major centers. We're far enough away from everything that we sort of have our own milieu. And we have a lot to offer in terms of, geographically speaking, we have a beautiful city with a lot of interesting architecture. Is it that surprising that artists of all forms would want to come here and create? I don't think so. I think it's sort of, so yeah, Kingston's a really special place. And it's really satisfying for myself and my team to do our part to encourage artists from elsewhere, and especially the artists here, to create work here and make Kingston a viable cultural hub.
However, there are challenges. This year, those include rising costs for live performance, a dip in American tourism, and the Grand Theater being closed for the summer. Kick and Push's response, Carrie says, has been to do a little less, but do it better.
So one of the mantras with this year is, let's do a little bit less better. Tourism is down, and a big part of our demographic are people coming in from elsewhere, and it's in live performance, but also in every aspect of the tourism industry. Unfortunately, the amount of American visitors that are coming to Kingston are way down. So that is a that is informing part of our decision. Like, part of the reason why we're doing a little bit less but doing it better is there's less people walking around right now with disposable income looking for things to do in Kingston because of the state of the world. So we're adjusting to that. But that is very real. The cost to put on live theater since the pandemic has gone up 40%. It's 40% more expensive to put on a professional live performance and pay everyone a living wage. It's 40% more expensive. That is hugely problematic. But this is the first year that the Fringe will not be at the Grand Theater. It's going to be at the Tet Center. Mm-hmm. So our team is much more involved with sort of providing all the infrastructure that the Grand Theater would normally provide. So that's an example of how we're trying to like do a little less better.
And those aren't just challenges for Kick and Push. Festivals in Kingston and across the country are facing similar pressures at a time when people need opportunities to come together most.
We almost lost Writers Fest, you know? Blues Fest is gone. The Watershed Festival is gone. Or on hiatus, but they're not putting out work right now. Fulda has moved to Toronto. So, you know, these were all artist-led festivals that have even gone dormant, have shuttered, or have moved elsewhere. So it's real. Like, it's a real thing. And it's the same story across the country. Speaking of arts festivals in general, one would argue that in this time of increased polarization, anything that gets us together in real time, away from our phones, away from the algorithm, to experience something collectively, we need it now more than ever.
The key to facing those challenges, Carrie says, is collaboration, not competition, and not operating from a scarcity mindset.
Constantly looking for collaborations with organizations in the city that are aligned with us from a value perspective, and trying to find ways to work together, because collaboration brings costs down, many hands make light work, et cetera, et cetera. Also, I think it's really important and difficult to not operate from a scarcity mindset even when resources are low. Theater festivals and arts festivals, I think, despite the scarcity of resources, we have to push against that austerity mindset, act from a space of generosity, and remember that we're creating community, and we're creating enlightened collectivism, and we're creating dialogue and empathy and all these qualities that have always been important, but I think are increasingly more so.
Moving forward, Carrie says Kick and Push will continue strengthening its relationships with community partners, building audiences, and creating opportunities for artists to make innovative work in Kingston. You've mentioned a few times in this interview, you feel like you're on the right track. I was wondering if you could speak to what you think this looks like for the festival moving forward and how you hope it evolves in the next few years.
I really see the Kick and Push Festival as contributing to the local ecology, the local artistic ecology, the local tourism ecology. We do have people driving in from Toronto and Ottawa to see unique works here, so that feels pretty good. I think what I'm hoping to see for the festival moving forward is strengthening our relationships with our amazing community partners here, continuing to build our audiences, and also doing our small part to ensure that artist-curated festivals that are paying artists professional wages to do innovative work is happening in our city. I'm looking forward to seeing the Kick and Push Festival do all those things in the future and continue to make an impact to our city in terms of experiences for Kingstonians to experience, well-paying, you know, well-living wage jobs for artists and arts workers, and giving people from non-outside of Kingston a reason to come here and partake in our city. And the fact that the Kick and Push puts up work all over the city as a feature of our work, I think like it perfectly situates us to animate the city and really show off what Kingston has to offer and really augment all the work that's being done by all other groups in the city, like the attractions, the museums, campus. You know, I always feel like when the Kick and Push is working, we're yes anding everyone around us. We're like, so I look forward to doing more of that.
And as this year's festival heads into its second half, there's still plenty left to discover. What do you hope people take away from this year's festival?
I hope that they take away that Kingston is a unique and wonderful city, worthy of examination, worthy of celebration, and that time spent taking something in that's new and innovative is time ultimately well spent.
Anything folks should know headed into this second half?
I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but
no spoilers. Yeah.
No spoilers. Yeah. Hashtag no spoilers. I will say that we've got some absolutely magical work coming down the pike, including the TK Fringe, which is such a celebration of, you know, innovative performance. It's like a bag of those magical jelly beans from Harry Potter. Like, you don't know exactly what you're going to get, but it's wondrous, and that's part of the joy. So I encourage everyone to check out the programming, see what appeals to them, take some risks, maybe go see something that they're not, I don't know about this, but should we? The answer to that should always be yes. Grab that bag of magic jelly beans and dive right in. And I know you'll be really happy with what you discover.
Once again, the Kick and Push Festival runs across Kingston until August 16th. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Christina Laurie.